Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have the lovely Jasmine from SSEN.
Scottish Sun and Electricity Networks.
Yes.
Got it, you see. And you're coming to talk to us about additional help you can give people with the... I'll just make it clear, you don't provide the electricity, you provide the network that gets the electricity from whoever's providing you to whoever's buying it.
He's got
almost
some points.
Yes.
Yeah, so basically we are the distribution board, so we're not the people that send out bills.
No.
We don't charge you for usage of electricity. We are responsible for the distribution of electricity from where it's generated to your home.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is a power cut, regardless who you pay your electricity bill to, it is Scottish and Southern Electricity Networks which turn up at
yep.
your door.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Or down your street.
Or down your street.
Wherever it is.
Or
yeah.
climb up the pylon.
Yes, now, cutting trees back.
You, listeners will recall that you may recall you came in about towards the end of last year-ish, wasn't it?
I think it
autumn
was
time,
August.
Like August.
Yes,
and
we
ran over the winter period, we ran your commercial saying what to do in the event of a power cut, and because sometimes the wind brings down lines and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And how to be on the priority register.
And how to be on the priority register should yes. you need electricity. But this has been updated now, hasn't it?
Yes. So we've looked into it a little bit more. And we have actually recently teamed up with Southern Water.
Okay.
So what we can do, so between us and Southern Water, we share the same information for the priority services register. So going forward, anybody who wanted support can actually register on both, for both Water Board
right.
and Electricity Board.
So I see here you've got a form to fill in.
Yes.
So you've got a proper form for proper people.
Yep. I prefer pen and paper too, to be fair.
Well, as opposed to online, I suppose you can do it online as well.
Yep, yep, can you can do it all yeah. online, yep.
But I'm noticing here it says, if you would like to use a password when someone comes to visit you, please enter it here, maximum 8 characters. So you can write your password, which may be Vectis Radio or whatever it is, and then when Fred Bloggs comes from SSEN and says, I'm come from SSEN, and say, what's the password?
Yeah, that's
and he
exactly
will know.
What it is. Yep. So, for example, part of my role, as well as working alongside wonderful people like you, I do actually go door knocking in power cuts and make sure that people are okay.
Yeah.
And people on this register are the people who I go see first.
Yes.
And if they then say to me, oh, I should have a password, if I don't have it, then I can make a few phone calls, get that information off, you
yeah.
know, off the address, off our system, and then I can say to them, yeah, no, this
your
is
password
it.
Is
your
whatever.
Password
okay.
this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we also have on our badges as well, you know, to check with identity, please call. So if they did want to double check,
yes.
they can call us
yeah.
with a telephone number and verify
yeah.
that we were there.
Because
them,
so. A lot of the people who I imagine are on your priority register may be vulnerable as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's it.
It's interesting. Well, the sort of people you're after for the priority register, those are people are disabled, presumably come straight to the top of my mind.
So it doesn't necessarily just have to be disabled. Anyone who would find a power cut distressing.
Mm.
So, for example, my nan, who I've recently put on the register,
mm-hmm.
she's as strong as an ox. She's from Yorkshire. You can't tell her what to do left, right and centre. However, in a power cut, she would panic. She would be
mm-hmm.
worried. She wouldn't know who to call. She would what
yeah.
to do. So even sometimes just being of a pensionable age would warrant you being on this register.
Okay.
You've got things like families with children under the age of 5. Because they would rely on milk or warming up food, etc.
People with medicines.
Yeah, people with medicines that have to be kept in the fridge. But then it also does go down to the more serious stuff, like if you've got stair lifts,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't want to be stuck on stair lift.
Mm-hmm.
Oxygen machines, nebulizers, sleep apnea machines, which
yeah.
a lot of people don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
But also if you just have poor mobility and you have a reclining chair in your living
yeah.
room, some not all of them have backup battery that would automatically kick in. So if you're nice and reclined, for example, and then the power goes off, it might be quite tricky getting out of it.
You might be
that's
stuck.
A fair
yeah.
point. Yes.
Yeah.
And so, I just think of a friend of ours who used to have dialysis as well, which
yes.
is another thing that
yep.
you needed power for.
Yeah.
We have we have recently broadened our eligibility for this to cover things such as mental health as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be anything physical. We've got on here temporary markers, which we can put against the address, such as a young adult householder, post-hospital recovery as well.
Yep.
So if you've recently come out and you're going to
mm-hmm.
be 6 weeks, we can put a 6 weeks marker against the address, and any major life changes, which can make things extra distressing as well.
Okay, excellent. Well, we'll just take a short break and then we'll come back with a bit more about this, because
okay.
I noticed this box here that says over 60. We can both put one in then.
don't look a day over 21.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ellen.
Now, we've still got the lovely Jasmine in from Scottish and Southern Electricity Networks.
Get it but, right.
Yeah, I know. Well, seriously, if you say SSEN, it sounds like you're talking about someone with educational needs.
No, that's SEND.
I know, but... Anyway.
So many acronyms.
Yeah, there are. I know the world's full of them. You've got to hear me and another engineering person talk. It's entirely in abbreviations. Yeah, anyway. But we're looking at this because you've teamed up with Southern Water.
Yes.
Now, why is this? Why did you do that? There's a good reason, isn't there?
Yeah, so we have recognised that there are a lot of people who rely on water as well as there are, you know, for electricity. So in our situation, that, you know, electricity can sometimes be the situation between being healthy and then being, you know, being relocated. So that's why we've got it. Southern Water recognise that some people can't actually, you know, do very simple things like wash food or, you know, flush toilets or something like that, that, you know, requires, you know, high sanitation in the house, et cetera, et cetera. So we've worked alongside them. They did have a version of their own priority register, but we noticed that there was gaps and we had people on ours that weren't on theirs and vice versa. And our aim is to help people at the end of the day. We're both striving for the same thing. So it's daft having different...
So it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just makes sense really to work together and help people and support people that need it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've teamed up with them and we've got new leaflets out and, you know, so far so good. One thing I would like to stress though is that anybody who is previously on our priority register, you know, to get onto Southern Water will have to now be a separate registration.
Right.
It wouldn't automatically transfer over.
Okay.
So it's definitely something to inquire. But moving forward, we do have a joint leaflet now, which is what we've got here.
Yeah.
And then they can fill that out and it would automatically sign up on both services.
Okay. So if you're already signed up, we were saying with SSEN, you need to get one of these joint service leaflets and do it again. And then it doesn't matter that you're on twice or one register.
No. Or even just go straight to Southern Water. They've got their own separate one as well. So we've got our own separate priority services leaflets. We do have one combined. So either one you fill out will be.
Okay.
That's good. And it also says on here you can have a nominated contact.
Yes. So if, say, for example, you're not very telephone savvy or, if it's hard to reach you, if we do have a power cut or a water cut and we tried to contact you to make sure that you're okay, you can nominate a contact. So if we can't reach you, we can actually contact a neighbour or a sibling or a daughter, son. Just say that, unfortunately, you know, we do have a power cut in this area. We can't reach this person. Can you verify if they're okay? If you know where they are they on holiday? And it's nice as well for the peace of mind because if somebody lives on their own and we can't get hold of them, it's nice to have a nominated contact.
Oh, yeah. It stops you worrying too much, doesn't it?
Yes, that's it, exactly. And if we are predicted some bad weather, we send a text out or we can phone people and say, look, heads up, we've got some bad weather coming in. Prepare. And it's quite good to give that nominated contact the heads up that, you know, they might have to have their phones available just in case something happens.
That's worth knowing. And looking at the back of it here, you've got a handy list of... stuff, are you prepared for an emergency? And battery radio with spare batteries or wind-up radio, yes, obviously tuned to FM 104.6. well, I had to say that, didn't I?
Of course, yes.
A battery torch, a spare battery, a wind-up torch. Definitely got a wind-up torch.
Mm-hmm.
A first aid kit, well, we got first aid kits. Spare keys to your home and car.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you should have spare keys anyway.
Yes.
So
this is just guidelines, really. Yeah. So if there was an emergency where, you know, we don't want to scare anybody, but with this, you know, resilient planning, so to speak, personal resilience planning, it's just nice to know that if you did rely on things and you had to quickly evacuate, then you know that you've got everything one space.
Spare glasses, contact lenses, key contact numbers, of course, important medicines, very, very important.
Yeah.
Bottled water, always handy to have bottled water around.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Pet supplies.
I remember a couple of years, quite a few years ago.
Your pet as well.
Yes.
a few years ago, there was a burst water main not far from where we lived at the time, and there was no water. We thought, how are we going to make tea? Oh, hang on a minute, we got bottled water. We're laughing, it's fine. So we can just make a cuppa in the morning. That's absolutely fine. And there's lots of contact numbers on the back of this as well to get hold of this stuff. So, do you want to give it a list of numbers or do we want to just put that on the website a bit later on?
Whatever's easiest.
Well,
they're all free phones, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah, so SSEN, which is the Network People with Electricity, 0800-294-3259. That's 0800-294-3259. And SSEN.co.uk/priority services.
Yep.
You there. Southern Water, 0800-027-0800. That's a nice one, 0800-027-0800. Or southernwater.co.uk/priority-services.
Yes, so that's the information on our, obviously, priority services. If there is, for example, a power cut or an emergency, then that's when we would ask you to just call the simple 105.
105 is the number to call, yes.
Yes, so that's the 24/7.
If you have got a tablet, you can get an app. You can get an app to show where the power cuts are.
Yes.
And how long they think they're going to be before they're fixed.
Yes. So we've actually, we've actually recently updated that as well. So that's called PowerTrack, and it's available on Android or Apple. So you can download it on your phones as well. If you see a dangerous situation, either it be like a substation door, you know, is bent in the wind, or if you see, like, if you think you see a cable down, you can take a photo of it and actually report it to us, so we know exactly where to go. And also you can, like you said as well, so you can actually monitor your power cut, see what time the engineers are going to get there, get text updates, know when they're on site, and what time, you know, estimated restoration time as well.
If you are a deaf text phone user or hard of hearing text phone user, it's 0800-316-5457.
That's for SSEN.
That's for SSEN. 0330-303-1265.
For Southern Water.
Or, of course, use the telephone relay service.
Yes.
And then you'll be able to get through no problem at all.
Yes.
Excellent stuff. There's also, I won't go into the whole details now, but there's also loads of social media connections here as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so I can give all of these that they can, you know, get put up into your...
And so you can go, you can get one of these leaflets. Where can I get the leaflets from?
Well, I can send these out to anybody who would want one in the post.
Yeah.
So if anybody contacts yourself or contacts us, we can send these out.
Okay.
Absolutely fine.
By all means, drop us a note or an email saying you'd like to get one for your mum or your nan or whatever, and we'll pass that on to Jasmine. If you get one of these leaflets, you get a special bonus.
Ooh.
You get to see what Jasmine looks like.
Don't tell everybody.
Because she's in it.
She is.
Nice little picture of her talking to a gentleman at the front door. And we'll leave you to guess which one she is. She's not the one in the hard hat and high vis. Well, she's got the high vis, but
no hard hat.
So, if you want one of these, drop me an email, studio@vectisradio.fm.
Anytime. We'll have some here.
We'll have some here. But we'll pass your details on to Jasmine and she'll put one in the post. Or you could just look it up online.
Yeah.
And you can register online or register your relative online if they wish you to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. And then they'll get a welcome pack in the post, which just goes through the numbers and the services all over again, and you get to keep that.
Okay. Excellent.
Because there are
stuff.
Some people who are of an age where they don't have computers or use computers.
Nope. Anywhere. Completely understand. So.
Yes.
We're there to help everyone.
Yes, I know.
Anyone.
Yeah. That's good.
But my mother keeps saying to me, "I haven't got a computer." Yes, you know.
It's the best way to be.
That's excellent stuff. And would you come back in again in a not too distant future and talk about some more stuff?
Definitely.
Because you've got loads of things going on. You do have other strings to your community bow, don't you?
Yes. We do very much so. So what we've recently, yesterday come out, was our Community Resilience Fund.
All right.
So if you are part of a non-profit organisation and need help with funding, you can actually apply for up to £20,000.
Oh, wow.
And there's an all application form process, all online, or I've got booklets that I can send out to prove examples of which communities we've helped in the past.
Okay.
And that way, we can certainly help where we can. So
brilliant.
Yeah, there's lots of other things going on as well.
Yes.
Excellent stuff. Thank you for coming in, Jasmine.
No,
it's
thank
been
you
really
for having
fantastic.
Me.
It has.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.